The only argument which is remaining, really, is an argument to do with funding, where it has been suggested to us that if the money for this project isn't spent, for the renewal of the station isn't spent by the end of 2020, then we risk losing it. 2 years and 9 months from now until the end of 2020. We think it can be done. Household, TransLink, various interested parties should all get around the table together now, this week if possible, and thrash out a way of taking this project forward. We have no doubt at all that this can be done to the satisfaction of everybody. It's TransLink which is digging its heels in, and we want them to move. We believe sort of that the majority of people in Derry would like them to move on this and bring back the old station.
Do you think the fact that pressure is now coming from elsewhere, from heritage societies, from architects, from historians, from the council, from yourselves, from the wider community, that this is going to push them to the point where they accept, well, perhaps there is more to this than money?
Yes, well, we will have to. We don't believe they need to lose any money. We don't believe that a penny need be lost. But, I mean, we are saying that there is, as you've just mentioned, I mean, sort of the Ulster Architectural Heritage Society, the Foyle Civic Trust, various sort of organisations of that sort, a wide range of individuals, you know, sort of a track record on conservation and looking after the built heritage or urban environment, of all come on board, and there's none of them supporting the TransLink side. So we are asking TransLink, I mean, to listen to these voices and to think again.